of knowing.
All right, man. Welcome to Crow 777 Radio. Jason and I have an announcement. We are going to do a special live stream on June 13th at 7 o'clock in the evening, Eastern Standard Time or New York time. And yes, it's Friday the 13th. No pun intended. Well, maybe there's a little pun intended. We're going to cover bees. A crazy, crazy thing just happened. There was a terrible accident with a truck full of bees, and our good buddy Derek Condit was called in, and he may have contributed to saving, I don't know, maybe millions of bees. I mean, a lot of bees. We got footage that we're going to run with this. The swarm is so intense. The media, the sheriffs, nobody could get near it. Derek informed me that everybody there got stung except him. You know about my personal interest in bees. They're connected to higher realms. As a matter of fact, flowers. I grow flowers every year, and the smell from those flowers, from my point of view, are also connected to higher realms. But the footage here is intense, to say the least. I mean, Jason, you saw the footage, right?
Yes, I did. It's quite impressive.
Can you imagine going through that and not getting stung? That says something about your personal vibratory rate, I think.
I watched it and I was like, I don't know how I'd feel being there at that point.
I mean, as soon as it was over, he texted me and he was so kind of happy to have been part of saving that many bees. But I'll reiterate here, this is going to be on June 13th, which is Friday the 13th, at 7 o'clock in the evening, Eastern Standard Time or New York time. Jason, anything else you want to add?
I always love when we have Derek on, so it'll be good stuff.
Derek is a good, good man, and I don't think we need to say much else. When you see what he walked through without getting stung, your jaw's going to hang open. Anyhow, this is going to be on YouTube, June 13th, 7 o'clock in the evening, Eastern Standard Time, and I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. There it is, man. Cheers. All right, man. Welcome to Pro 777 Radio. This is hour one of episode 630. Jason Lindgren is with me and Dr. Diana Drake returns. We're going to talk about peptides primarily, and you're probably wondering what's a peptide. We will get there, but we're going to start with, I guess it's a public service announcement. Apparently there's fake pot, fake marijuana or THC or whatever they're calling it, and people are getting injured. So let's get everyone in here. Welcome, Jason.
And a very hot good afternoon.
Welcome, Diana. Welcome back, Doctor. Why don't you go ahead and let's get the PSA out of the way so hopefully people's children don't go out and take poisonous stuff they think is pot.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me back. I had a terrible weekend. My boyfriend's son was hospitalized. He went into some sort of erratic psychosis. And we confiscated his phone when he was in the hospital. And I was able to figure out that he was smoking synthetic THC products. Okay. So these things are labeled as like Delta 9, Delta 8. There's gummies, there's cartridges, there's actually pre-rolled joints that they claim that they're a hash derivative. All of these things are synthetic chemicals. Okay. They do not test on a marijuana drug test because it is not real THC. There's a separate drug test that needs to be taken for these things. Also, were we aware that he was using marijuana products? Yes, but he's a good kid. He's never been in trouble. He's in college. We're like, okay, if the worst thing that he does is marijuana, not the end of the world. But we were not aware, and he wasn't even aware that these products are not real, that they are chemicals. Okay, so I even had some Delta 9 gummies that I like to take before sleep. I had no idea that this was synthetic stuff. If you do not get marijuana products from either a local person that is growing them or a licensed dispensary, you are in danger of something like this happening to you or your child. People are dying from this. I cannot believe it's legal, but it is. You can walk in and buy this at a vape shop or at a CBD store. It is not real. Okay. So please, everyone, be aware. This is causing like lungs shutting down and dying from suffocation, psychosis. Those are kind of the two main things. But I just really want everyone to be aware that this is happening because I had no idea. Okay. So I just wanted to put that out there. Did I cover that pretty clearly?
Yeah, it should be pretty clear. But for people who haven't been paying attention, we're in a big change right now. And what I have noticed is the powers that be are perfectly okay with letting things that you used to have prescription, they're letting things be done now that were not easily done before, like giving yourself inject anything that could harm you or kill you. They're making it easier. In my view, the whole idea of vapes is this. We're not even going to know how bad vapes are until the first generation that used them is another 10, 20 years down the road. But it's chemicals. And even pot. When I was growing up, everybody who was anybody smoked pot. But the truth about pot even is if your brain's still developing and you're a pothead, you're doing damage. You're not probably going to be as much as you could have been in your life if you do that. And people don't view it this way. I know firsthand, I'm 61 now, and I grew up with, I can't even count how many people who used pot for decades, if not longer. And you can see what happens when people use something as benign as pot when they're not fully developed yet. But just to put it on the table, the powers in this world are letting a lot of things slide that used to not be allowed to happen. And in my view, it's because they want fewer people around. I think it's plain and simple. But anyhow, Jason, anything you want to add here before we jump in?
Well, I've definitely seen these things. We have some local head shops called the Raw Shop, and I've seen a variety of these things, gummies and such. So yeah, they're around.
I think in another 10, 15 years, the damage that vapes have done is going to start to become very apparent. There's no regulation. It's mostly chemicals, and they're just tapping the market, and there's nobody paying attention. Nobody's regulating. So Dr. Diana, why don't you tell folks who you are, where they can find you?
Okay, thanks so much, Crow. So everyone, I'm Diana Drake, board-certified traditional naturopath. You can find me at dmdnaturalmedicine.com. And I'm so excited to talk about our subject today, which are peptides. This is kind of the new frontier of health and wellness. And I love this topic because it really is new and we haven't talked about anything like this on the show before.
All right. So we're going to cover peptides. Now, are you going to be a place where these are provided? Are you going to provide peptides to the general public?
Yes. And I'm going to talk about kind of the stipulations and regulations that allow that.
Okay. So probably what we're going to do then is we'll put up a link on the sponsored page.
Yes. We have Dr. Dale Wellness on the sponsored page, which has her remedies. The code for a 15% discount is CRROW. That is Dr. Diana's company. Also on the sponsored page is a link specifically for the peptide consultation that Dr. Diana is offering. Unfortunately, the peptides are only for U.S. residents because she is unable to ship peptides out of the U.S. at this time. And finally, you will also see a link to schedule a free 15-minute phone consultation with her.
Just letting folks know, but let's jump right in. What the heck is a peptide?
Absolutely. So peptides are simply short chains of amino acids. And these are just proteins that regulate various biological processes, including hormone release, immune function, and tissue repair. We already make them on a small scale in our own bodies. So when we take these compounds, they're simply triggering the body to do something it's already capable of doing on its own, but we're encouraging it to do it. Interestingly, it's not a drug. It's not really a band-aid of any sort, but they are synthetic, meaning that they are made in a lab, okay? And they are available for use either injecting, so you're allowed to inject them yourself, and there are also some formulas that are oral as well, so you can take tablets. So they either would come in a tablet that you swallow or in a little vial as a powder that you would add a certain solution back into, and then you inject at home using something like an insulin needle. And these kind of started getting big in the US around 2019. And they're made everywhere. You can source them from China, the US, Europe, India. The manufacturer that I work with, I actually know and have a relationship with the owner. Everything is coming from either the US or Europe. So if you guys go down the rabbit hole of investigating these things, which I definitely recommend because there's a lot of cool information out there, you do want to make sure that you're getting something that's third-party tested. Don't get it from China. So just you want to make sure what you're getting is legitimate, just like all other things these days. We have to be careful.
Well, we should be clear, like 90 something percent of everything that gets called a pharmaceutical is petroleum based or from the petroleum industry. That's not this. There's no petroleum connection here.
Correct. And these are not regulated by the FDA because they are not classified as drugs. Okay. So the FDA doesn't really have their hand in it right now. My feeling is that over time, when they start seeing how much these things are healing people, they are going to try to start taking these things away from us. So it's kind of the Wild West right now. It's kind of like readily available and easy to get and unregulated right now. And also they're very safe. You're not going to hurt yourself with these things. They don't have negative side effects. And we'll kind of go over each of these things as I go through each of the individual ones that I've been using. But generally, they're pretty safe, even if you are injecting.
You can't get high on a peptide?
No. You could get high on like NAD if you were in an IV setting where you go into an IV clinic and they're giving you a high dose of the NAD because it triggers adrenaline. So that could give you like, woo, feel like you're zooming a little bit, but by the time you're done with your IV, you would be done. But no, it doesn't do anything to your body like that. Like you're saying, it doesn't create a high.
So what's wrong with the ones that come from China and what should people be looking out for?
Nobody knows what China's putting in a bottle.
Nobody knows what China's doing. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that people should just go and buy peptides on the internet. I think you need to get them from a practitioner.
I mean, you're talking about it. So you can take it orally and you can inject it. Is that the primary ways that it's ingested into the human body?
Yes.
It's not rectal or subdermal or any of that?
Correct. So I'll kind of open with my experience with this. When I started doing this, I was really excited. And I told Rose, I was like, Rose, I'm going to inject myself with peptides. Let me let you know how it goes. And then I'll get back to you. But I have had really severe neck and shoulder pain for 15 years, despite never injuring myself. I spend a couple $100 a month on massage. I go to the chiropractor. I have to do yoga. As in, if I don't do it, I'm in pain. I do acupuncture. I do cold plunge and sauna. I take antioxidants. I've done the magnesium. I've done the LifeWave stickers, which are the stem cell patches. When I tell you that I do everything for this pain, and it is debilitating sometimes, especially if I fly on an airplane, sleep in a hotel bed, if I'm at a trade show, overly using my body, all of these things cause severe pain. And I truly was at my wit's end. Like, how am I going to fix this? I also don't drink alcohol. I don't put caffeine in my body. Sugar, maybe once a week. I take so much supplementation. Like, this was just, this lingering pain was driving me crazy. So I started injecting myself with BPC. I started March 25th, doing 5 days on, 2 days off directly into the pain. So I would stick it in my neck, different locations every time, into my shoulder, behind my shoulder blade. I would have someone help me. And I also started taking NAD, which is an enzyme actually. And that one I was just doing twice a week. And that was just because despite all these things that I just rattled off, any time of the day I could go pass out and take a nap. I test my adrenal function. I have worked on all these energetic things and I just am tired all of the time. So as of today, I've done 2 rounds of the BPC. I have a 90% reduction in my pain, you guys. Like, this is serious. This is a serious change in my body and this has made my life better. I still go to the chiropractor. I still do massage, but these therapies, I don't seem to need them as often. And when I get them, they really seem to hold longer. As far as the NAD, my sleep has been just much better. I used to take Clive's ideas, right? So I would take the tryptophan at night, the magnesium at night. I would do like valerian and lemon balm at night. Nothing was working. I do the PEMF mat. I just was always tired, but I would say my energy, it's not where I want it yet, but I've only been doing the NAD for not even 30 days, but I'm at about 50% better for my energy levels because I'm getting such improved sleep. And again, I think this will improve more with more time.
Are we talking about muscle pain, joint pain, bone pain, cartilage pain? What is it that you're injecting it into the muscle?
For my particular case, yes. And the next point, we will do a deep dive on the BPC 157. But yes, the idea is obviously you can't inject it in bone. So if the pain is in the bone, you would just go around wherever you can. But if you were to break a bone, BPC would help. If you have pain in your tendons, in your joints, or your muscle, BPC will help. this is the only peptide of all of them that you are going to inject exactly into the pain as close as you can get it.
What about like a rotator cuff? Right now, one of the nurses that was here around the clock when my mother was passing away has injured a rotator cuff. Would this be a solution for that?
100%. So I want you guys to think in your brain, any soft tissue in the body, this is appropriate for. Anywhere you can stick a needle that there is pain, this is appropriate for. It doesn't matter the injury. So broken bone, pulled something, it could be an acute injury, it could be chronic pain, muscle, whatever. If you can get a needle in there, this is appropriate. So BPC stands for body protection compound. So it's good for muscles, tendons, ligaments, bone, and it's also good for leaky gut and gut repair. So this is one that it's good to take orally. It's great for cardiac tissue, blood vessel health, endothelial lining. So that's the lining of the blood vessels, wound healing, neurological healing. It increases angiogenesis, cellular turnover. It moves fibroblasts into the area. It helps with nitric oxide synthesis, encourages blood flow and circulation to the area, helps with infections, cytokine storms, liver and kidney infections, and there are no negative side effects. You are not going to hurt yourself. This is going to sound so silly, but I accidentally overdosed myself on it once. I was using a different needle and I injected like 4 times the amount and I got so scared and I had to ask the internet if I needed to go to the hospital and I was fine. I mean, I'm glad I had that experience. I kind of was dizzy for a second and I was like, wow, that seemed like a lot, but truly you're not going to hurt yourself. You're just going to follow the instructions and make sure you're doing it right. But a lot of incredible benefits with this stuff, with the BPC.
So for leaky gut, that would be an oral application?
Yeah, you'd be better off taking it orally for leaky gut because we want it to go through the hepatic system and into the gut, right? So BPC is the thing that we want to target treat. All the rest of the peptides I'm going to mention, you'll just stick in any fatty area. So behind the arm, in your butt, squeeze your stomach, inner thigh. But with BPC, we want to get it to the area. So oral or inject it into the pain.
Well, that's huge. Does that go for like Crohn's? So many people have leaky gut and Crohn's now. And this would work for both of those?
Absolutely. So this is why I was so excited to share this stuff because it's really cool. When I got into looking at this, I was like, I can't believe that I didn't know about these things sooner. I mean, I've heard about them. I've heard about NAD and everyone getting IVs and things. I just never considered it for myself or looked into it as deeply as I have in preparation for this and for taking them myself.
So I'm looking at your bullets here. It lists so many things. I mean, it's almost like stem cells for crying out loud, but I noticed liver, I noticed organs. So all these organ ones, that must also be orally, I'm guessing. Kidneys, liver.
It depends, right? So this is why it's good to work with a practitioner to really discuss what your needs are and then get a recommendation of how to take it, where to take it, what's appropriate. But the good thing is you can't accidentally hurt yourself. You know what I mean? Like if you were taking something orally that you should have been injecting, you're not going to hurt yourself. It just maybe won't work as well. I will say when you're injecting it, it is so targeted. When you're doing it orally, you're going to lose some of the potency, but you can still get a lot of things done orally, especially some people are like, Diana, I love the suggestion. I'm not going to stick myself with the needle. And I say, no problem. We don't have to do it. Or let's try the oral. But the best results, especially with the BPC, are going to be injecting, unless it's the gut. I'm sorry.
Well, I've got an obvious question to ask, but I'm going to be one of your first customers. I have someone in the family with leaky gut, and the nurse that helped me do the end of life with my mother needs her rotator cuff to be a lot better than it is. So I'm going to go double on this, but have you considered DMSO as a delivery method?
Okay, this is a really good question. If it's injectable, obviously do not mess with trying to put DMSO in the bottle. However, I have not played with adding DMSO into the oral applications. I think that's probably a great idea.
So here's the thing. I'm going to say it was our friend from Canada, but I'm not sure. There was a case study where a little boy was so badly burned, he couldn't eat and he was starving to death. And one of the nurses recognized that DMSO, just so people listening, DMSO, if you put it on your skin, it goes into your body. And anything that touches, or most things that touch the DMSO, go into your body. It's really literally a miracle substance, to be honest about it. But what I was thinking, like your neck as an example that you're injecting now, couldn't you just rub DMSO all over your neck and then literally do the same with whatever you're trying to get in?
I wouldn't see any harm in it. I don't know how deep the DMSO gets into the tissue from the skin. Do you guys know? Because the little insulin needle you'll use is probably like a half inch deep. So when I do it, I shove that needle in as deep as it can go. I don't know if the DMSO can get that deep or not, but I honestly think what you're saying is a great idea. I hadn't considered it, and I would say I don't think it would hurt.
I think it just gets absorbed and then taken into the body through the bloodstream, yeah, if I understood correctly.
That's what I think too. But I mean, a little boy that's starving to death, getting nutrients through the skin, you know for a fact it's making it to the vascular system.
Yeah, absolutely. With the BPC in particular, we don't necessarily need it to get into the blood. We need it to get into the tissue that basically won't heal, right? Because that's what chronic pain is. Something's not healing correctly like it should. Your body just doesn't have what it needs. So when you put that BPC in there, it's the body doing the healing. It's the body turning up all the things that it needs to really get the job done. And with every peptide, there are certain supplements that'll kind of help. So if you did want to do the BPC, if this is flagging an idea for you, really good idea to be taking vitamin C and collagen if you have any sort of tissue that you're trying to repair, especially if it's an acute injury where you've just torn something. As soon as we injure ourselves, the body needs collagen to repair the tissue. With Dr. Dale, we make the BioAge Reverse. It's called, that's the C and collagen blend. You can go get your own vitamin C, your own collagen, however you want to do it. But when you're trying to repair soft tissue, vitamin C and collagen to support that matrix. Also, cold and hot therapy, if it's an acute injury, will still be beneficial. And then if you are working on the gut crow, yes, do the peptides orally, but you still want to make sure you're taking your probiotics, your enzymes, and your gut repair formula. We make something called Microbiome Terrain Pro, or you can separately source a probiotic enzyme and repair formula, but you really want to make sure you're doing everything you can and not just relying on one thing for healing the gut.
Okay, so we jumped down a little bit. Are we going to jump back up and pick up where we were? Should we get into the regulation?
This part about research purposes, you have it listed as a gray area. Why is that?
Okay, because it's not considered a drug and it's not regulated by the FDA, it's a gray area as far as why we're able to access it. So anytime you get one of these bottles, like if you get it from me or anywhere, it's going to say not for human consumption. So this is a warning label because these things are not approved for use in humans or animals because it's not a drug. Okay, this is interesting, but that's kind of the label that it's going to come with. So right now, you have to be doing research in order to have access to these things. So I've created a research institute for this. I am gathering data on these things so that we stay in honor with how we're able to legally get these things. But basically, you're only allowed to have access to the manufacturing of these products if you are an institute and using it for research purposes only. So that's kind of the gray area. So if you get a bottle and you see that, that's kind of jolting to see not approved for human use. But that's simply the way to say, look, this is not an FDA thing. This is not technically approved for anything because the FDA isn't responsible for approving it. These are for research purposes only. But the cool thing is all the research is very easily available. So you guys can get on the internet. You can look at all this research, especially if you're looking at a particular disease. You can really go into what those peptides have done for those diseases. And as of right now, it seems like the information is not being censored yet as far as the benefits for all of these things.
I think that's the catch-22 that you're explaining. So basically what they're saying is you can have access to this if you do the research, which means data is being collected. And I bet dollars to donuts that when 95% of people come back and say, I benefited from this, regulation follows pretty quickly.
Right. And you guys, just FYI, there are probably hundreds of peptides. I've just chosen the ones that are most relevant to my practice, and I will explain how I'm actually using these in my practice behind hour two. But the next one is called CJC1295. This is for lean muscle mass performance. It is beneficial for increasing muscle mass and strength, fat metabolism, tissue repair, and post-workout recovery support. It assists the pituitary gland in releasing the body's native human growth hormone. So I'm going to say that again. You're not putting something in the body that's making you lose weight. All we're doing is getting the pituitary gland to release HGH, which when we're young and we have a lot of HGH in our body, we're sleeping great. We can eat what we want. We have energy. We have tighter skin and muscle tone. So it's just kind of putting us back in that more youthful state of metabolism. So our HGH depletes by 15% every decade after age 30. So by the time you're 60, you're not really making much anymore. It's great at reducing weight gain around menopause and other hormonal issues related to menopause. It helps with bone density, which is also an issue with aging, skin elasticity. It improves sleep. It has general anti-aging benefits. It helps with hormone receptor site sensitivity and optimizing cortisol levels. So that's our stress hormone. And it also protects cartilage from further damage and destruction. So this is the one that's really great for people who are considering like Ozempic or tirzepatide, which are technically in the peptide category, but they are also classified as drugs. And I'm skipping ahead here, but Ozempic and tirzepatide are an FDA regulated drug. They do have negative side effects potentially that have been clinical trialed. So everybody wants to know from me, what about Ozempic? What about tirzepatide? Okay, that's a drug. If you want to take CJC-1295 instead, and you want to stay healthy and you're still working out, this isn't for people that are 300 pounds that think they're going to magically take a peptide and wake up skinny. This is different. This is going to gently work with the body to work on getting more muscle in and kind of leaning out with the fat, but you need to still be working out and healthy. This is going to be a more subtle effect, but this is great for women going into menopause that are kind of stuck at a certain weight or they're starting to gain weight. And now they're looking at, what do I do? Do I need HRT? This is every menopause woman. It comes to me and they are gaining weight. They're tired. The hot flashes and things are starting. So this really helps with the weight piece because that's a really hard time for women when they start going into menopause.
How long does that tend to last for most people?
So great question. There are dosages on all of these things, right? So when you get it, there will be a dosage chart. So start at a lower dose and then work your way up to the higher dose only if you need it. So for example, if you start on the low, like I started on the lower dose of the BPC on my shoulder and it was going kind of slow. So then I started injecting the highest dose and I really started getting results. So just start low, see how you react, slowly work your way up. Again, as long as you stay in the dosage range and use it as directed, there's not really any negative side effects here, even if you were to accidentally overdo it, which there's no reason to unless you are being wild like me and mix up your needles, but that won't happen because I will send you the correct needle for your peptide. There is a contraindication on this one specifically. So this one has the potential to cause a histamine reaction, which would be similar to a niacin flush. So some individuals might experience headache, itchy skin, their skin is flushing, warm and red, or dizzy. And this is because growth hormones have receptor sites on mast cells that release histamine. So it's really ideal that you don't take this peptide if you have seasonal allergies or if you're drinking alcohol. Also, if you happen to know that you're sensitive to high histamine foods. So if you have a flush response, it's not going to hurt you. You're just having a histamine response. Okay. So don't drink with this one. Or if you know that you're an allergenic person, you really want to take the lowest dose. And then you'll kind of work your way up as long as you're okay. But if you don't have any issues with allergies, you're fine. And then definitely you wouldn't take this if you have alcohol in your system.
I'd like to ask you a couple direct questions about your neck and shoulder pain.
Sure.
How long did you do the injections before you noticed a real difference?
So it's really funny. You feel immediately better a little bit. And then kind of the next day, it seems like it didn't do anything. And then you take another dose and you feel a little bit better. It's pretty slow. But once I really started hitting it with the high dose, it was like less than 2 weeks. However, I'd been doing a regular dose for a month. So my body still had time that it was working on. And technically with that one, you'll take it for a round and then you'll take 4 weeks off. So it's still working in those 4 weeks because we've just told the body, look, we need you to put more healing energy here. So we have to give the body time. So I won't have the full results even until another 4 weeks.
Which theoretically means that not only did the pain reduce, but your body's fixing it. So
you actually healed.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're actually healing along the way.
Yeah, the BPC's one of the more exciting peptides for sure, because chronic pain is just such a huge issue, I feel like. And it's just the body can't heal.
So let's just reiterate what things not to have in your body if you're going to do this one more time, please.
So we just jumped back to the BPC with your question, but what I'm talking about now is the CJC 1295. That's the lean muscle mass performance. So this one's for like weight loss and muscle, increasing muscle density. So for this one, don't inject yourself if you've been drinking, okay? And then if you know you're sensitive to histamine foods, and if you have seasonal allergies, especially if it's during a time of seasonal allergies, start at the smallest dose. There's instructions on this. And all of these things that I'm reading you guys, these will come with every peptide. So you'll know exactly all the contraindications, how to take it, how to mix it, all the benefits, what not to do. Okay. But basically with this one, you just want to be aware that you could cause a histamine response. And if you do, you're not hurting yourself. You've just caused a histamine response.
Chances are if someone's doing this to resolve pain, they might be on pain medication. Is that okay if they're prescribed pain medication?
So this one that we're talking about right now is not for pain. So I'm on CJC 1295.
I'm sorry. I keep jumping.
That's okay. I know. So let me clear that up for you, Crow. So the BPC 157, there are no warnings, no contraindications, nothing. You can do whatever you want. The CJC, we want to use with caution if you are prone towards histamine responses, and then no alcohol. There also is a warning on here. Because we are increasing human growth hormone, if you have a history of cancer or tumors, we don't want to take this. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that this peptide has the potential to cause cancer or a tumor, but if we're giving the body human growth hormone and there's something already at work, sinister, that relies on all of these great things in the body to grow bigger, and we're giving it human growth hormone, it has the potential to increase that tumor size or whatever. Now, this is just a general warning. Like, they're not 100% sure on using it with people with tumors. They're just saying, we think this might cause this. So if you have cancer or tumors, you would want to avoid the CJC 1295, the lean muscle mass performance peptide. But for the BPC, your favorite one, we're just going to call that Crow's favorite peptide. You don't have to worry about anything. So there's no contraindications with anything.
Okay. Just for everyone listening, I messed it up two or three times in a row where I jumped information off the first one we covered into the second.
That's okay. That's okay. It's fun. It's fun new information. I love that you're engaged and you want to talk about it.
I'm actually going to put it to work right away.
Yes. I hope everyone does. Yeah. It's literally changed my life, you guys. Truly. I'm so excited to share this stuff with people. The next point is talking about Ozempic and Tirzepatide, which I kind of already covered.
Before we move on, can you address stuff on Ozempic and Wegovy? That's a really big thing right now. What do you know about them, and how would you compare and contrast them with the peptide?
Has anything positive? I mean, let's be honest here. All I've heard and all I've seen is negative. It seems like these are drugs that are going to not be good for you, that they mass marketed, and I guess people lose weight is why they want it. But have you heard anything good about these ever?
So I would never put someone on Ozempic. I would consider Tirzepatide. I'm not a medical doctor, so I don't have prescriptive authority, so I can't give these things to people. But if someone, the answer is yes, there might be a time when this would be really important. If someone's blood sugars are so high and they're severely diabetic and they're overweight, they don't have money for diet and lifestyle changes, this will create a lot of change in their body, not just from a weight loss perspective, but because they're eating less, it gives their body kind of fasting potential to heal a lot of things. And it could save someone's life. I mean, if someone really is severely obese, something like this would be a severe medical intervention, but that's like what, less than 1%?
Way less, yeah.
You know, so, but yes, it does have some applications. Tirzepatide in particular, because a lot of women's root cause of infertility is PCOS and insulin resistance. And if you guys haven't heard my episode talking about that, please listen to that, especially if you're having trouble getting pregnant or carrying to term. A lot of that is insulin resistance. So the tirzepatide will go in and correct insulin resistance. So when it does that on a perfectly in shape woman, but if we're using it for fertility, there's a lot of benefits, like a lot. Like, women are getting pregnant in 90 days. Again, this needs to be used under the supervision of a medical doctor who is using these things for fertility. So we wouldn't be using it for weight loss in that scenario. But in general, if you're just like, yeah, I'm going to get on Ozempic for weight loss, it completely slows down your digestive system. Your colon won't properly evacuate. We all know how important that is. So you may actually need to get colonics and enemas to move your feces out of your body. Yes, you will lose fat. You will also lose muscle and bone density. Very dangerous. There's also a side effect risk of thyroid cancer. And let me tell you, these clinics are dosing these people way too high for some of these things. And then you lose weight rapidly. And then you have that droopy skin from too much weight loss too fast. And then you're on it forever. Because if you're that big and you can't change your diet and lifestyle, once you're on it, you're going to have to make a pretty hard effort to get off of it and to be able to avoid that weight from coming back. So the CJC is really safe. It's a safe alternative with no serious side effects, minus for the people that I just mentioned, that percentage of a percent of 1%, right? But for people who it's not an extreme medical emergency, try the CJC first for a couple months and see if you can get results that you like. Ozempic, if you really need it, it is always available out there if you're really desperate for this. But tirzepatide would be a better pick, in my opinion, than Ozempic. And also, I would do a teeny tiny microdose, like way less than they're telling you to do. That way you would avoid the thyroid cancer risk and some of these other intense side effects. I think a lot of those side effects are just from a too high of a dose, really.
I thought I had heard recently people losing their eyesight around one of those Ozempics or something like that. But on a side note, on a first-hand observation note, I have recently seen drug commercials on television that have said things like risk of death and, get this, risk of lower limb loss. So I'm just saying, when you get to a point where they're pushing stuff like that, I'd be a little bit leery about taking much of anything without a lot of research first.
Yeah. And as of right now, I don't believe Ozempic is just available to anyone covered by insurance unless you're in an extreme scenario. But for the most part, people are seeking kind of weight loss clinics to get these drugs. But again, I think just only in a very severe situation.
I mean, I get the it's desperate plan you laid out there, but the people that I have seen, like famous people like John Goodman, they don't look well. They have kind of a dead look in their eyes. They just don't look well.
I agree. I think they're overdosing. Like, they're getting too much.
I think it's just a thing in Hollywood right now, because even people who didn't need it, like the singer Ariana Grande, she's not admitted to it, but she looks like a rake and she's got that look in her eyes. And she was like a very pretty girl not too long ago. Yeah. So there's no reason she should have been taking it anyway.
I just think that we've been so programmed away from what actual healing looks like, where in a real world situation where you walked in looking like that, a real doctor that was dead set on healing you would be like, something's not right here. Just saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Those celebrities are getting it from a weight loss clinic. They're not getting it from their actual medical doctor.
All right. What's the next one?
So point number seven is NAD plus. This was the other one that I mentioned I was taking. And again, this is not a peptide. This is an enzyme. And NAD stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. This is probably one of the more famous things that most people have heard of. Have you guys heard of NAD?
I think I have, actually.
Yep, I've heard of it.
So very safe enzyme, not even a peptide, but this is beneficial for cellular metabolism and extracellular communication, DNA repair, immune defense, circadian rhythm regulation. So that's where the sleep stuff comes in. Inflammation and tissue repair. It protects blood vessels against age-related hardening. And it protects neurons and the central nervous system from oxidative stress. It helps maintain memory while aging. And it increases muscle strength and endurance, reduces age-related dysfunction of the aorta. In general, this is just like the anti-aging thing that people are really into right now. And it's great for increasing energy as far as the ATP cycle goes. So this is the one that I've only been taking for about 30 days that's really helping with my sleep. And because it's a naturally occurring molecule, it's really easy and beneficial to combine it with other supplements to obtain synergistic effects. So they've done some studies on what things go well with some of these certain peptides and things. So with the NAD, they have studied that if you take it with a high dose of biotin, It'll help reduce pain. If you take it with CoQ10, it will improve the central nervous system and combat oxidative stress. If you take it with resveratrol, which is similar, it's just an antioxidant similar to CoQ10, it will reduce oxidative damage and lower inflammatory markers, lower levels of LDL cholesterol. And those inflammatory markers would probably be like homocysteine and C-reactive protein. And if you take it with vitamins B12, B2, and B6, it would help boost and improve the NAD levels in the body. So it would just kind of help your body maximize what you're giving it with the NAD.
Is there a direct relationship to, like, I recently, like a year ago, found out that like almost every system in the body has nicotine receptors, or whatever the proper way of saying that is. Is that what this is?
You know what, Crow? You just stumped me. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if those would be the receptor sites, but I know it really works on the ATP pre-production. So the Krebs cycle, which would be our body, how we take food and turn it into energy that's combusted through the mitochondria. So that process truly is impaired for most people that struggle with energy issues. So like myself, if you've already done vitamin B, maybe vitamin B shots, if you've already done adaptogens for your adrenals, if you've worked on sleep and you have all these things kind of dialed in, but you're still tired, it might just be that Krebs cycle that needs to be rejuvenated. So just working on ATP production. But I don't know if there's a relationship with the nicotine receptor site specifically.
I brought it up because it's nicotinamide. But anyhow, we should probably cover, you're available to talk with people because we've covered like three or four things here. So if they needed expert advice, you're available for that, right?
Yes. And I will go over that towards the end of hour two as well.
Okay.
But yes, because it is a lot of great information and is available, but I still think there should be some sort of consultation going on with this stuff, at least in the beginning. Okay. Let's move on to this next peptide is called N-acetylsalank, and this is for mental wellness. This is beneficial for enhancing focus, improving mood by enhancing neurotransmitter production, reducing anxiety, regulating cortisol, promoting emotional balance, mental clarity, and resilience. It also helps manage stress. It's good for cognitive performance and reducing inflammatory signals. This is an amazing alternative to habit-forming prescription drugs / head meds, as we call them. Things that go really well with this peptide would be vitamin D and K. We make one of those with Dr. Dale, or you can get this anywhere. Any sort of amino acid blend, we also make that. The Microbiome Terrain Pro that we make, or again, if you want to separately source a probiotic, an enzyme, and some sort of gut repair formula. Why? Because of the gut-brain access. In my practice, anytime I'm working with someone with mental illness, anxiety, depression, cleaning up their gut is a huge piece of what we're doing. It's 50% because of that connection with the brain, okay? Also, we want to test for and remove all food sensitivities when we're working with the gut to repair it so that we're not triggering additional inflammation and tissue damage. Does anyone have any questions on that one?
As far as things with someone's mood, what do you think they could be dealing with and what kind of results do you think they could expect to see?
So I'm going to go over that behind hour two, but this really is for this is for depression and anxiety. Also potentially kind of an ADD or ADHD, maybe even autism, but I'm going to cover my experience with anxiety and depression with my clients behind hour two.
Have you had firsthand experience with each of the things we've covered so far?
No, because I don't have this many things going on with me, thank God, but definitely okay. So the NAD and the BPC, but the ones that I'm listing in this presentation for us are the ones that I'm using the most in my practice. So I can actually say, yes, I've recommended this for someone and this is the results that I've seen with people. So that's why I chose these. But when I tell you guys there are hundreds of peptides, it's insane. There are so many, but these are the ones I've really studied and brought into my practice.
Okay, I think we're on to hair, skin, nails, and anti-aging.
Okay, this one's probably the one I've used the least for people just because most people are coming to me with severe health issues and not as concerned with this, but I do get a lot of women that want to know, what else can I do for anti-aging, hair, skin, nails? So GHKCU, this is the hair, skin, nail, and anti-aging and stem cell activity peptide. This is beneficial for increased collagen and elastin production. It improves skin texture and tone, reduces fine lines and wrinkles, enhances skin barrier function. stimulates hair growth. Let me stop for that one. So this one, you guys, you could inject into the fat of your body, like I mentioned earlier, one of those places, or you could load this into a microneedle gun and apply it to your face for anti-aging. Or if you have hair loss, you can put this physically on your scalp using a microneedle or having a professional microneedle your scalp to really stimulate hair growth. So this is one that you could use topically. It wouldn't be an injection, but a microneedle is just an aesthetics process that's kind of gently knocking the product into the skin with really fine needles. And it just kind of gets it into the hair follicles to stimulate hair growth. Or if you're using it on your face as part of a facial, it's helping to do all these things with the anti-aging, the lines and the wrinkles. It's also generally known for regeneration and repair, and similar kind of in a way that stem cells would repair. So it regenerates and repairs the skin like stem cells. It's also really good for wound healing. So if there is a wound that is just not healing, especially if more in a clinical sense, if it was maybe like a diabetic foot ulcer or something, this could potentially help with something like that if injected. Questions on that one?
Yeah. What about shingles? I've been hearing so many people getting shingles lately. When I was younger, I was only aware of like people in their 70s or older getting shingles. Now I know, I think two people, 50s or less, that have gotten shingles. Would any of these apply to that?
The next point of the next peptide, yes, is going to apply to that. For this peptide, I want to go over the lifestyle recommendations and then we'll jump into the next one. So anytime anyone is concerned with anti-aging, we want to do vitamin C, collagen. We want antioxidants. That would include CoQ10, resveratrol, N-acetylcysteine, glutathione, vitamin E, and alpha-lipoic acid. Those are all great antioxidants. You want to make sure you're drinking plenty of clean, well-mineralized water for proper skin and tissue hydration. And also zinc, copper, B vitamins, and curcumin support the regenerative anti-inflammatory effects of this specific peptide. So that's GHK-CU for that peptide. Moving on to our next point, thymosin alpha-1. This is the immune optimization peptide. This is beneficial for cystic fibrosis, infection, respiratory disorders, chronic hepatitis B and C, certain cancers, including breast, liver, lung, colon, and melanoma. It promotes nerve growth. It's great for fungal infections. It can balance blood pressure because it's a natural ACE inhibitor. It's great for inflammation and pain. This one's interesting. Traumatic tooth damage, gum, and soft tissue injury in the mouth. So let's say you accidentally get smacked in the face with a baseball bat because you got in a bad fight and you've loosened all your teeth, you know, your teeth are falling out. There's like a major trauma to your mouth. This one really helps with that if you were to get this into the body. So it would help kind of get that moving faster as far as repairing that soft tissue with the teeth and the gums. It also enhances the immune response by the activation of T cells. It's good for potentially reducing tumor growth, and it's great for elevated thyroid antibodies or other active viral and chronic infections. So in relationship to shingles, have I used it on someone who has had shingles? No. Again, I'm still like only 90 days in on these things in my practice, but would I use it on someone with shingles? Yes, there is an acute dose that you'd want to take from the dosage chart, and that's what you would use on shingles. And I believe that the reason we're getting shingles in adults as adults is because they gave us that damn chickenpox vaccine as kids. The body has to learn. Your immune system has to learn. So that's what chickenpox is. So chickenpox, you do it one time and then your body learns to then process things through the liver instead of through the skin. So we kind of have that right has been stolen from our immune system by giving our children the chickenpox vaccine, which I also had, by the way. So I never had chickenpox. So I'm very scared that at some point that would be a situation that I have to deal with, but this would be the peptide for that situation, Crow.
Okay, we're getting close to the top of the hour. We have, what do we have left here?
We don't have a lot.
Okay, let's knock it out. Let's get these into hour one before we break.
Okay, adjunct lifestyle recommendations for thymosin alpha-1 are going to be vitamin D and K for immune support, nanoionic zinc, that's a Dr. Dale product for immune cell function. However, you can get whatever zinc you want. These just happen to be the products that I also have, but we also have Dr. Dale's NAC Pro, that's for N-acetylcysteine. This is a precursor to glutathione and it's a great antioxidant. Also, Adaptogen Pro to help modulate stress. So those are kind of the adjunct therapies for that peptide. I think that's all I have to cover for this part.
Jason, is there anything you want to add to hour one?
So with the stuff you're saying about helping with hair, does that help with people who have the genetic predisposition for baldness, which is usually men, but women do sometimes get it as well, and also the more harsher version of that, which is alopecia?
You know, I am not 100% sure, but my guess would be that this would improve any situation if you started to use it as soon as you see this issue happening. Would it completely stop it from coming on? Probably not completely, but I think that this would help. And if you've already been bald for 30 years, I don't know if using this peptide is necessarily going to make you wake up with a full head of hair, but I would say now that we have this tool, you want to bring it in as soon as you can, as soon as you start seeing the symptom. Alopecia is autoimmune, so thymosin alpha 1 would be something to bring in for that as well. So any sort of autoimmune, you would want the thymosin alpha 1. And then you could also do physically on the hair with the GHKCU.
Let's do a quick breakdown. Let's just give the names of the ones that we covered and a really brief description of its application.
Okay, so we covered BPC-157. This is the body protection compound. This is for pain and tissue repair. We went over CJC-1295. This is for lean muscle mass and performance and gentle, effective weight loss. We also went over NAD+, so not a peptide. This is an enzyme, and this is really for DNA repair, cellular metabolism, anti-aging, energy. We went over N-acetylcholine. This is our mental wellness peptide. And then GHKCU, that's hair, skin, nails, and anti-aging, as well as stem cell activity. And then thymosin alpha 1 is going to be for immune optimization.
All right, there it is. Please tell folks one more time where they can find you.
Absolutely. You can find me at dmdnaturalmedicine.com. Thanks, guys.
All right. Can you think of anything, Jason, or shall I wrap up hour one?
Don't be afraid to take advantage of the consultation that she gives. There's no obligation for that, and you can at least ask some questions and see what she might be able to offer for you. On the sponsored page, you'll see the links to her shop with the discount code CRROW, the link to the peptide consultation, and then a link to schedule a 15-minute free consultation. Rose will make everything clear in the comments section. And as I mentioned before, she is unable to ship peptides outside of the United States, and we certainly hope this will change in the future.
From where I'm sitting, the supplements and the people that we've interviewed and the things that we cover that truly are beneficial, it's made a huge difference in my life and a lot of my family members. And I'll let everybody know what happens with the nurse that helped me with my mother and her rotator cuff. And I'll see how it does on leaky gut as well. But with that, that brings hour one of 6:30 to a close. And hour one is free to everybody at crow777radio.com. That is crrow777radio.com. Members know to log in for the full episode and they get access to all the forums and comments sections. They can create top level topics and they can stream the 2-hour film called Shoot the Moon anytime they like. Shoot the Moon has 10 awards in the world. It covers all my older telescope work to include lunar waves, UFO things, the chemtrail work that I did way back. And also the initial discovery footage of the second sun is in there. Lastly, the stills that I have shot with my solar telescope are available on the website as well. With that, we're going to take a short break, come back for hour two, and I hope to see you all logged in as members. I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. There it is, man. Cheers.
belief is the enemy of knowing.